Anchor.fm. This podcast will be brought to you by Anchor.fm.
Thanks for tuning in to the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Jones.
Good morning, my beauty beauties. Welcome to the One Talk Show. With that you go, girl. Juanita Nelson Combs. So sometimes it's important to allow the spirit guides to speak to you during your sleep, so that as soon as you awaken, whatever messages or downloads came to you during your unconscious state, should probably be revealed, you know, as soon as you are conscious. So, last evening, today is Sunday the 14th. Happy Sunday. I might go out tonight. But last evening, a topic was brewing in my mind, but I decided to sleep on it and see if when I awakened, it would be a different feeling or just amplify. In the evening, I like to listen to meditation music, like megahertz music, for chakra cleansing or releasing, for aura cleansing, for stuff like that. Just to shut my mind off from anything else that, you know, wants to bombard my thoughts that is not feeding my soul properly, right? Now, I did a few pods, and I did a YouTube post, card reading rather. And I went live on Tagged. So until I get my YouTube following up, that's where I'll be going live at. On Tagged. Just to get used to that and see how that goes, you know. So everybody knows that the divine masculines are returning home. This is the second wave. The first wave of divine masculine twin flames returning home happened months ago. And like I said, I'd like to hear some of those reunion stories. But I'm almost under the belief system that what happened during that first wave of divine masculines coming home or coming back into union or stepping into their power, I want to know what happened. Like, where they at now? Like, what's going on now? Because I wonder if that was a false start for a lot of people. I'm just curious. Because I know me and my twin flame were not ready to come back into union back then. He still would have been dipping out. He still probably would have had other relationships on the side. All kind of shit. Who knows? Who knows? And while we are... I just said, and while we are... It was at 5:15. While we're still not in union, this journey for me has been a total blessing. Like, a total blessing. So I wanted to put it on the table to the collective, the divine feminines. Like, how are you feeling? You know? How are you feeling? And me, y'all know how I'm feeling. The birds and the fly, the birds in the sky, they know how I feel. The fish in the ocean, they know how I feel. Butterflies flying high. You know how I feel too. Because it's a new day, it's a new dawn, and I'm feeling good. Because I choose to. No matter what goes on around you, no matter what you are experiencing, how you choose to process it or allow it to take position in your life, depending on what position it. I mean, that's all on you. It was so funny because yesterday I was feeling so many different emotions, like the emotions, like the sad emotions wanted to creep up on me, right? Oh, I gotta get up and finish this fence before it gets too hot, before the sun comes up on my side. But yesterday, I was so emotionally charged with the spirit of release, right? I mean, seriously. And, I received an interesting phone call, but this was well after I had decided that nobody was going to steal my joy anymore, that nobody was going to invade my happy, that nobody was going to be allowed to run roughshod over my emotions. So, I fucking got it together. Okay? To say the least. I got it together. And release that negative energy. See, there's two processes. One, you could press it down, hide it in the crevice, and it grows up into cancer or leukemia or hypertension or anxiety or stress or, okay? Or you can choose to ignore it and then it becomes like a black tar sticking to everything you put your hands to because you haven't dealt with that shit. Or you can mask it and pretend like there's nothing wrong, all the while it's growing into a massive, giant I choose to face it head on, right there, right in the moment, no waiting around, but face it. So yesterday when I was beginning to sink into a very, very, very dark place, I stopped myself and I said, you know what, girl, laugh, child, smile, don't worry about shit, understand who you are, remember who you are, remember who you are. And I'm like, okay, you know what, you're right. Screw all this negative energy. Screw all this imbalance. Screw everything that doesn't line up properly with my life's purpose or mission. And I mean everything. One of the hardest things for me to do was to separate myself from my twin flame and truly be okay with it, because I've tried to separate myself several times, or I have separated myself several times, all to no avail, all for him to make one slight gesture and then everything falls into place, when I have been making like leaps and bounds of gestures to assist our union and nothing was working. So I decided to walk away. Because one thing's for sure, you know for sure if you're in a true twin flame journey, because, honey, I don't have no problem walking away from somebody. I don't have no problem blocking their ass and never calling them again. I don't have a problem with that shit. Not at all. But with this twin flame connection, that has been the hardest thing for me to do. It's like, why can't I let this go? Why won't this just go away? Right? And I discovered that I was truly approaching the shit all wrong. This part, the part where, okay, you got to move on. Like, you really have to move on, right? So, I was approaching the shit all wrong. You know what I'm saying? But now, you know, and my biggest fear was, well, I know he's coming back, but when? And when he comes back, am I going to be receptive to it? Or will someone else be already be in my heart? Or will it just be so much tar between us that it just, I can't clean it all up. It's too sticky. You know? So I stopped thinking about all that and just let it be whatever it is. Now, that's why I tell you guys to do whatever you need to do as long as it doesn't offend, hurt, or cause anyone any duress. But if you want to call your twin flame or text them or drive by their house or sit across the street from their job, whatever. As long as it's not affecting them negatively in any way. Okay. But these are the things that you need to do, that you needed to do. Whatever it is that you feel you need to do. I encourage that shit. It's, like I said, as long as it does not harm anyone or yourself. Because what you don't want to do is get to a place like at this stage where I'm at and feel like, damn, like know that you're ready to release. Know that you are like, all right, you know, shit, I'm out. You know, knowing all that, but not acting on it. Because you haven't fully detached. And if you hadn't fully detached, then that meant that there was still work that needed to be done in your psyche. There were still things that you needed to deal with in your psyche. There were still things that you needed to figure out and get a handle on, right? And heal from. Not that early. It's like 8. But it's Sunday. So I think I'm going out tonight. I know I say that all the time. But it's just for me. I just want to finish my environment. Once my environment is finished, then I feel freer to be like, whoa, I'm going out. I just be feeling sometimes like I got too much stuff to do to be going out. But I think I might definitely go out tonight because I need to, you know, I like to dance. And dancing for me is also a form of release. It's a way that I release tension and stress and stuff like that. So it's important to me that if you claim that you want to be healed, you claim that you want to move forward, you want, you know, optimum results, you want to dive in, you want to have a relationship that's nurturing and fulfilling, right? Then you have to do what's necessary to ensure that the relationship is going to blossom. That you're going to blossom within the relationship. A lot of people get in situationships and they bring in 50% to the table. The other person bringing their 50%. And I don't subscribe to that. I think that those are failed relationships. I think that those are the relationships that will fail. And those are the ones that will not nurture you completely. I feel that, and of course, this is my channel, my podcast, my thought process, right? The way I see a thing, I feel that each person needs to bring 100% to the table. 100 and 100. That way nobody is lacking. That's what I feel. I feel like you could be truly abundant if when you enter a relationship, you're not. Now, that's not to say that you got everything you already need. Like, you got all the money you need. Or you got all the, or you're exactly where you want to be. You know, like that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, you know, maybe you, you know, sure, maybe you could use a little bit more money. But you have money to pay your bills. You know what I'm saying? You got money to buy your food. You got money to pay the mortgage already. You don't need, like, let me get me a man up in here to help me pay this mortgage, Jesus. Nah, it ain't like that. It's like, okay, if you get a man, okay, he's going to come in and he's going to be like, all right, what can I help with? What bills are on the table that What can I take? You know what I'm saying? And that's fair. That's fair. Now, ideally, it would be great if he was in a position to fucking take it all.
We'll be right back, and don't go anywhere.
That would be amazing, but that's not something that, you know, you should be just looking for. If you're in a position to where you can't take care of yourself, you understand what I'm saying? No, honestly. Or you've never taken care of yourself, right? Like, you've never done it. You've never had to pay rent or mortgage. You've never had bills that, you know, need to be structured, organized, paid on time. You've never have had the responsibility of, hey, if we don't do XYZ, then some shit ain't gonna get handled around here, right? If you've never had those responsibilities or those chores or those opportunities to grow, then you definitely need to self-evaluate, especially if you're over 30. Oh, geez, over 25. You're over 25. If you're over 25 years old and you've never been on your own to where you, you know, I mean, not saying that you didn't have a security blanket like, you know, mom and daddy or whoever, whatever was there. Because I was, my first marriage, I was 25, about 27, 25, 24. First time I got married. And, while it's overwhelming for a young person just starting out, I still had my own money. I had a job. I had a car. I had all kind of shit going on for myself. But my first husband, he took care of everything. He took care of everything. Even though I, you know, and he let me have my own money. So I didn't have to ask him for shit. So that's how we did that. Like, he's like, all right, I got enough to take care of all the bills and all this and all that, but I'm not going to do all of that plus give you money. So you're going to have your own money for your little frivolity. And I was so cool with that. I'm like, all right, shit, I'm cool. I got it. So whenever I needed something, he didn't have to deal with it. He just look up and I be coming in the house with bags and shit. And he like, oh, what you get? What you get? Let me see. You put it on. Let me see. Because it was one of those things of he was like, well, shit, whatever she buying, if she buying something to wear or something for her hair, going to get her hair done, her nails done, she getting perfume, she going to the spa, she's going to the gym, she's, you know, doing all these things. He looked at it like, and this is, I mean, you know what? Sometimes I look back on my life, y'all. Woo, sometimes I'd be like, damn, if I was just a little bit more mature back then. But he had the ideal situation. You feel me? Because he was like, look, everything she's doing for herself is for me. She doing all of that so she can look good for me. She making sure she together so my dick gets hard in the morning when I look over there and smell her or see her glowy skin or soft chocolate body laying there or caramel, whatever you are, you know, whatever you are. But this is my story, okay? And that was his mentality. He was like, yeah, yeah. I got this. I got, because it's like, you know, I'm what you call an old school. I'm like a new school, old school girl, if you will, I guess. I'm a new age, old school girl, if you will, because that's the term now, new age, new age. But you know, I'm not one of those, just put a fucking flower in every, put a sunflower in everybody's hair and, or a dandelion in everybody's hair and kiss them on the forehead and wish them namaste and your life is beautiful. Get on, go away. Nah. New age, meaning I'm open to new ways of doing things. I can tap into what's happening with the beat of society as it's occurring in today's society. Like, I know what's going on right now and how people are. And I mean, I got indigo children. I got generation, what is it? Generation Z. I got Generation Z kid, Generation Z kid, and I got an indigo kid. Okay, so I'm there. And I think the indigo kids, that's what they're called. My youngest, my 10-year-old. They grew up, they were fucking babies with cell phones in their hands type shit. They grew up with online education opportunities. You know, what do they call that? Mickey Mouse Academy or whatever that shit was. I had my daughter looking at that shit too. It teaches them cognitive developmental skills, but it's online. You feel me? ABC Mouse, that's what it was. She was doing ABC Mouse, she was doing Leapfrog, she was doing all these things that were giving her that were assisting her mental development, but it was technology based. So my youngest daughter grew up in, my youngest daughter was born in the year of a black president. Okay. So yeah, I grew up under Reaganomics. Okay. Yeah. So those of you who don't understand that concept, look it up, look it up. All right. And you're like, oh shit. Okay. I get it. All right. So yeah, I'm new age with old school. I'm an old school new age chick. So technically I'm the type of person, I am the leader of today. I'm the leader of today. People like me are the leaders of today, because you cannot be a leader of today and be disconnected from what the fuck is happening today. You can't just be all in your Neanderthal dinosaur type unga bunga, this is the only way to do things type attitude, and just shun everything that's going on now that is how life is, because we're in a technological based fucking society. Oh my goodness. People don't even meet people the same anymore. Okay. I said this in another pod, like, and I get super excited when I start talking about this shit. Because it's like, you should be able to go to the grocery store or an event or church, or I don't go to church anymore, but, and I don't force my children to go to church or nothing like that. We experience mass, I'm going to allow them to experience mass congregating. That's how I call it. Mass congregating. Where everybody is doing pretty much the same thing and on a like-minded keel, but they are so aware that when they hear certain things, they look at me like, "Ma, that's not." I'm like, "I know." I know, and you know. So there you go. Right? And I'm teaching them how to pull in this new age shit, to be in their new age life, to be present in today's society of how motherfuckers get down, but to know the truth, to know the origin of truth, to know that old school traditionalism that is tried and true. Okay? Because if we lose the phones, the computers, the TVs, the internet, all that shit, what the fuck some of these people go do? Some of these people will lose their bloody minds, yo. So I was at the, I took my daughter to pick up her eyeglasses recently, and we were in the lobby waiting, and I told her, I said, she's only 10. I said, look around. Look. I said, look how all these people on their phones. And she looked up, because we weren't on our phone. She was eating her little snack, and I was reading my script, right? And she looked up, and she looked around. She was like, wow, Mom. I said, you see that? You see that? Like, nobody's aware of anything around them. They just, all their heads are down. Down into their phones. Click, 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 click. Slide, slide, slide. Swipe, swipe, swipe. Right? And while she loves to play her PS4, you know, I have to give her time limits because that child would be on. If I let her, she'd be playing Call of Duty, okay? I'd be like, I have to get her off of Fortnite once I realize what the fuck Fortnite was doing. I'm like, okay, are we preparing everybody for Armageddon? For what the hell is going on? You know? Like, why is there so much killing in these games? And, I mean, why is it so... Why is that the only... The premise? Let me shoot this motherfucker. Let me kill this motherfucker. Let me destroy them. And this another person, you know what I mean? It's not like it's a demon or something like that. I guess I could get with it if it was, like, monsters. Okay, so my oldest daughter, she attends a gaming school where she's learning... You know, of course, academia, but she's also learning how to program, create, and distribute her games, her video games, right? Gamer, my baby's a gamer, game developer. Black female child, that's right. So that's what I mean when I say, I mean, and she's an avid reader. That's what I mean when I say I'm a new school, old school girl. I'm a new age, old school girl. You feel me? Because I'm raising children. In the 21st century, my youngest is still in elementary school, okay? And if me and my twin flame do what we're supposed to do in the right timeline, we will be having a son next year. Next year, we'll be having our son. So I'll have another child in this new age era, okay? That's keeping me connected to what the fuck is going on with the beat of now, but my twin flame and I are very old school. We're very new school and we're very old school. Like, I got records, honey. I got Marvin Gaye's fucking record. I got a whole slew of records, but I got classics, okay? And like from early 80s, all 80s stuff, early 90s stuff. And, you know, some 70s stuff. I listen to Nina Simone. My kids listen to that stuff. My kids listen to Nancy Wilson. My kids are exposed to Mario, Chris Brown, all of that shit. So it's like it's a balance, okay? When you have young children, you cannot just decide, oh, I'm not going to participate in society, as it were. Nah, I'm rebelling against that shit, and I'm just gonna live. Cause at first, I'm like 1, 2, 3, 4. Because I look at, like, if you've ever lived with someone for an extended period of time, like back in the day. I mean, I don't do that shit no more, but back in the day, you know, shit. My first husband and I, we lived together for. Oh my goodness, 7 years, I think. 7 years, we actually lived in the same house together. So, you know, that was a marriage within itself. And then, so anyway, so that's why I was counting, like, wait, which husband is this? Not just playing. Just playing. I've only had 2 husbands. Technically 2. Hopefully, I'm working on number 3. Hello. So, the third time's a charm. That's what they say. But it don't matter. That's the last one. And yeah, we ain't doing no bohemian get married under the star. Nah, nigga, you gonna be my legal husband. So yeah, if that ain't on the table, then we ain't doing shit. I ain't playing. So anyway, so we don't know what's happening at this moment, except that the universe is in control. God is in control, honey. She's handling all of this shit. I ain't got nothing to do with it. So whatever happens at this point is truly divine. So, okay, I gotta get going, guys. I got a ton of shit to do this morning. It's 9:09. And, I have a ton of shit to do every day, but I'm still in a lot of my manual labor because my pooka-poop, he ain't here to help me. So I just gotta do it. So anyway, until that occurs, until that happens, I'm pushing forward, and I have no worries. And like I said, I might go out tonight and shake my booty, pull in some energy, you know, because, hey, that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. When you're feeling depleted, when you're feeling like, damn, I'm so drained, I'm feeling depressed, I want to cry, I can't do anything. I can't see the forest for the trees. I can't see my path clearly. Where's the sun? Okay, when you're going through all that bullshit right there, just stop. Stop where you are. Lift your arms high to the heavens. Pull down the energy from the heavens that you can reach because you're within the heavens. Jump. Just jump up. Jump up and you'll be in the heavens, okay? Go. Jump up and you're in the heavens and you feel that light. Go and do your exercise. Stretch. Scream, Shabbat, laugh, no reason, sing, put on your favorite music, okay? Decide that nothing is going to stop your shine. Decide that no matter what happens, no matter who says what, no matter who comes or stays, no matter who goes, no matter what, shine. Shine. I love shining. I love smiling. I love being happy. And I don't like things pulling me down. You know, I really don't. A lot of people don't like being happy. They would rather be miserable or rather be on an even keel so that, you know, they're not rattled if shit don't work out the way they want. Or some people self-sabotage to where their negative energy causes them to not move forward in a thing because their energy is too negative, their vibration is too low. You know what I'm saying? You have to communicate with me on a frequency that I can hear you on. So, I encourage all of my divine feminines, my divine masculines, my white witches, my light workers, my empaths, all of you, all of us, new age people, old age people, old school, new school, indigo, Generation X, Generation Z. We all have to work together. The collective is full of interesting tidbits now. We have to work together because a lot of people who had shunned awakening and had shunned going against the grain, if you will, are now receptive to do so. They're now receptive to do so. And for those who've been in this walk for a long time, and for those of us who were born this way and then society kind of dimmed our light a little bit, it's time to get that light back, baby. It's time to get that light back. You cannot be angry at the way things operate. You cannot be angry at the masses for not knowing. You can't be angry at people for not accepting the light. We've been in the dark for so long. We've been in the dark for so long. We've been lied to for so long that we have been rejecting the truth. And the truth that has been coming has been having to be done in babies. You know, when you're feeding your infant, you can't give your baby a steak. You can't give your 2-day-old baby a steak and be like, bon appetit. They don't even know what to do with that shit. They can't even gnaw on it and get any nutrients. You know? They gonna lay there kicking and screaming and crying and crying. You gonna put that juicy steak smelling all good with the mushrooms and all that shit. You gonna put it right there in front of them. It's all delicious. And they just gonna be screaming bloody murder because they're hungry. They wanna eat. But you done got this full, this fully cooked filet mignon or T-bone or porterhouse, whatever you like, whatever cut you like, center cut, whatever. Sitting right there next to them, all ready to go with all the beautiful garnish and the silverware and, honey, smelling good, mushrooms nicely seared, some onions grilled right there with it, all that, okay? And that 2-day-old baby is going to kick, scream, holler, cry, 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 cry. And you're like, well, there's your dinner. Eat it. How stupid is that? How stupid is that? They're going to die of starvation, right? Because they cannot process that fucking steak, yo. They don't even know that that's food. Okay? They don't even know that, hey, all your worries, all your belly aching, it can be handled. Put this shit right here in your mouth and chew it up. They can't do that. They don't even possess the enzymes in their mouth yet to break that shit down. That's why you kiss your baby. The baby's so sweet. I can't wait to have my son. Oh, I can't wait to be pregnant with my son. Ooh, it's gonna be so great. I love it. Oh, and I would be so physically fit, child, because my second child, I was just laying up eating chicken sandwiches, doing whatever. Ooh, I got so big. I'm still getting rid of that weight, okay? But no, my son, he's gonna be so wonderful. I just know it. But anyway, that's the son that I want to have with my twin flame. So, yeah, he's going to be wonderful. But anyway, little baby, little kissy baby mouth, it be so sweet. It be so sweet. Because they don't have any enzymes in their mouth. The acid in their belly hasn't even bubbled up enough for them to be able to process, to break down a big old filet mignon sitting right there next to them. So you have to look at that like, I know that's a long drawn out analogy, but you have to look at that like the new age and the new school and the individuals who are out here now claiming and professing to be a spiritualists, you know, or people who haven't tapped, people who are Christians or Muslims or Jews or whatever, and they haven't tapped into this understanding that, it's a universal understanding. It's a universal law that we're, seeking. It's a universal truth. It's an inner knowing. It's an inner standing. Oh, that's where that comes from. Ha ha. I saw that somewhere and I was like, inner standing, that's dope as fuck. But it's an inner standing. It is. You know, I used to say overstand. I overstand you. You know, like instead of understand, like to me, understand always signified or meant that you didn't really catch all of it. Like you didn't reach the mark on really grasping the knowledge. You understand it. Like, I didn't get it all the way. I kind of, so I started saying overstand. Oh, I overstand you. was like, girl, you just want to be different for no fucking reason. You just want to be different for different sake. That's what they used to say about me back in the 90s, 80s and 90s. Like, you just being different just because. And I was like, no, it's just, to me, certain things just didn't make sense. They just didn't make sense. So I stopped saying them. You know, I stopped saying it. And I started just adapting my own philosophy, and this is all based on me growing up super church, honey. Oh, honey, whenever the church doors was open, we was there Monday through Sunday. It didn't matter, okay? Didn't matter about school or homework or chore. Oh, no, it didn't matter. We was at the church, okay? And I must say, we were fortunate enough to sit under the tutelage of doctors and bishops and lay persons who were educated and who were theologians and you know, stuff like that. So that I do appreciate, because I got a wealth of understanding about forces that are unknown, that are beyond this realm, right? That's why I be tripping off Christians who kind of shun tarot and shit. I'll be like, have you read your Bible though? Have you really read your Bible? Do you know the word? Do you know? Then what the fuck you hate tarot for? What you scared of tarot for? If you know the word, if you know the Bible, then tarot will be so fucking fun to you. Oh, hell yeah. Tarot would be so fun to you if you know the Bible. Because all those parables, it's like, to me, it's like they took tarot, they took the Bible, they took whatever, all these different guidebooks like that on that order. And they all have the same basis. They all have the same principle, Roman mythology, Greek mythology, all of that shit, mysticism, all of that shit has the same basis to me. Okay, it does. It all has the same basis. It's the story of man. It's the story of deities. It's the story of how do we, as in this human mortal flesh, in this mortal walk, how do we get closer to our spiritual self? How do we tap into our spiritual center, right? And how are we guided by the spirits? Come on, man. That's Christianity. Holy Spirit. Oh, I'm going to do a whole pot on that, because it does get me heated. It gets me heated. I'll be like, ugh. Because people, my whole life, I have been, you know, I've been, no, you can't look at that. No, you got to go over here. There's only one way. And that's through Jesus. There's only one way. That's what they tell you. There's only one way to get to the divine. And that's through. And I'm like, first of all, his name ain't Jesus. It's Yeshua. Number one. Let's get that shit clear on the table. Okay. Second of all, there are many ways to get to him. Many. But the lie has bound people to this one path, right? This one path. And they just, you know, a lot of people can't do that path like that. It doesn't make sense to them. So what, they're lost? They're going to be lost. They're going to go to hell because they're going to be tortured in a pit of fire. For all eternity, their soul's going to be damned. But then you turn right around and you say that no matter what you've done, no matter what sin you've committed, no matter what debauchery you are totally engulfed in, means nothing. All you got to do is say, Lord, forgive me, and boom, accept Jesus in your heart and you're forgiven and you're going to go to heaven and live with the baby angels and shit after you done been killing all the babies. I'm just saying, how the fuck does that make any sense? But they'll believe that. They'll believe that over the fool's journey. They'll believe in that type of shit, okay, over believing in something or learning something that could actually help guide you to have a better life, to help teach you how to harness the essence of the deities that you come across, to help teach you how you are a god. You are God. They don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know that the power is within you. They don't want you to know that. But then certain Christians know that. But they do it like it's not you, it's something else. So what you possess now. You know what I'm saying? You got schizophrenia? What? What is it? You know what I'm saying? So you got to say that it's not you, it's the spirit working in you. So, okay, so what's the difference between me saying that me as an individual, right, am guiding myself through this process is not my physical self, but it's the spirit in me. What's the difference? There is no difference. They just want to confuse you. They sprinkle a little bit of something in there just to make it seem like it's something separate, but it isn't. It is not separate, honey. It's not separate. It's not separate. And when more people decide to tap in to their true selves, to their true purpose on this planet, in this life, right? The better it'll be for all of us involved, because we all are affected by each other. We are all affected by each other's bullshit. Okay. All right. I got to get going, you guys. I love you so much. I wish you love and light. And as always, check out that YouTube channel, because we are always posting over there. We are always getting it going. And that's where you can see me and interact with me. And like I said, I'm going to be going live on Facebook and doing some lives over there. Because right now I can't go live on YouTube. You guys gotta really, really help me out. You know, you gotta like, share, and subscribe those videos. That's what helps your YouTuber, you know, be able to move forward in this thing. And I want to monetize on here. I want to be able to go live. And they won't let you go live unless you have over 4,000 followers, which is funny to me because I have over 15,000 views. And, you know, on my LinkedIn profile, I have like 10,000 friends, or whatever you call them, connections. They're called connections. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not that I'm not one of those people that, you know, won't draw. Oh yeah, I'll draw. I just need to continue moving forward. Continue developing my content, continue posting, continue just, you know, doing that there. So please like, share, subscribe. Check me out on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on iHeartRadio, on iTunes. Okay, I'm everywhere. But on the different platforms, there's different episodes. And there's episodes that you can access on Spotify that you cannot access on Spreaker or iHeart. So, you know, go figure. So I wish you all love and light. Have a great, great Sunday. And I will see you in the funny papers, aka the internet. Bye. Thank you for stopping by the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Combs. This has been a twin flame journey debunking. Please stop by our other platforms, Spotify.com, Google Podcasts, iTunes. Also, check us out on YouTube. There's a YouTube channel and many, many others. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, y'all know the drill. Please like, share, and subscribe. Again, stay in your higher, higher self. Know that good things will come to you. Manifest them. Don't worry when the bad things happen. It is a learning lesson. And as always, you are a part of the One Talk Show family for as long as you like to be one. And we will always wish you love and light, and see you in the funny papers. Bye.